William Hill to close around 200 UK shops as Evoke signals retail retreat. William Hill is set to close roughly 200 UK betting shops after an internal review by owner Evoke PLC. Evoke PLC, the London-listed group that acquired William Hill's non-US operations in 2022, has told staff it will shutter close to 15% of the brand's UK estate, about 200 of roughly 1,300 shops, as part of a cost-cutting move driven by falling retail revenue and mounting sector pressures. The company scheduled a virtual briefing for employees this morning to outline the plan. A company spokesperson said the decision follows a thorough review and cited rising cost pressures across the regulated market, including tax changes introduced in last year's autumn budget. Evoke indicated that from May, it will close a number of outlets that are no longer financially viable, adding that the move is intended to protect the sustainability of the wider business while it completes a strategic review that began in December. Retail has been under strain for several years. Gambling Commission figures show gross gambling yield from retail bookmakers fell 7% year-on-year to $549 million in the quarter covering October to December 2025, a trend mirrored by large operators including Entain and Flutter, which have both reduced branch numbers. Ireland-based Boyle Sports has been a rare counterexample, expanding its physical footprint in recent years. Industry reaction and outlook. Market observers say the closures underline a wider structural shift toward online wagering and higher operating costs in the regulated UK market. Retail betting is not disappearing overnight, but the economics of high street shops have deteriorated rapidly, said Mark Hayes, senior analyst at Shorestone Research. Footfall, fixed costs, and tighter margins mean firms that took on substantial debt to buy market share now have to rationalize or face bigger losses. Evoke is trying to rebalance a portfolio that was expensive to acquire and costly to run. The decision will intensify scrutiny of Evoke's acquisition strategy. The group paid $2.2 billion for William Hill's non-US business in 2022, a deal that left it carrying significant leverage. Since then, the company has withdrawn both William Hill and Evoke from 13 international markets and seen its share price slide more than 28% to around 34.05p. leaving a market capitalization just above $50 million. Investor attention has already shifted. Specialist distressed credit investor Iron Shield Capital Management holds a reported 6.07% stake in Evoke, and there has been media speculation about potential interest from U.S. gaming group Bally's or U.K. operator Betfred. Evoke has delayed publication of full-year results until April 29, while it finalizes the strategic review. On the ground, staff and shop workers are concerned about job losses. There is real anxiety for colleagues who have served local communities for years, said John Miller, regional organizer at the Retail and Leisure Workers Union. We will be pushing for fair consultation, transparent redundancy terms, and support for people who will be displaced by these closures. What investors and regulators should watch? Key indicators to follow in the coming weeks include Evoke's full-year results on April 29, and any further detail from the strategic review about future store disposals, cost-cutting measures, or asset sales. Regulators and policymakers may also face renewed calls to review taxation and licensing regimes as the industry reshapes itself away from the high street. For competitors such as Entain, Flutter, and Boyle Sports, the closures will offer both a warning and an opportunity to reassess their retail strategies in a market where online growth increasingly dominates.